Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
A Lovin' Has Been Arranged.
You young scamp, give me back that bank book. Come on now.
But, Grandad, I only had a quick look at it. I promise I won't tell the pension man how much money you've got.
Now, now, Jim, you shouldn't go prying into your granddad's affairs like that. What's in that bank book is private and inconsequential.
Aye, and if I catch you poking your nose in my affairs again, I'll wallop you. Don't want you knowing how much money I've got.
Why not? I'm always telling you how much money I've got.
Look, funny boy, just listen to me now. What's in this book's private, so mind your own business. I don't want the whole street knowing how much I've got in the bank.
Yes, Grandad. Honestly, all this fuss over £7.10 and 4.
I'll give you such a spanking in a minute.
Come on, Susan. I think we're just in time for the big fight.
Oh, hi there, Pat. And if it ain't young Sue, dressed to kill and looking pretty as a picture.
Of handicap.
Shut up. Hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hi, Sue.
Father, what were you shouting at our Jimmy for?
I'll explain, Mum. The postman gave me a letter for me granddad, and the envelope accidentally fell open.
What?
They've sent my passbook back from the bank, Pat, and this young scamp opened the letter.
Oh, no, Jimmy, you are naughty.
He certainly is prying into other people's affairs. He's always doing it.
There was a letter for me as well, and I opened the wrong one by mistake. See? Here's mine, Mum.
Let me see. Yeah, yes, it is. It's addressed to our Jimmy, Susan.
Yes, see? So stop shoving your beak into my affairs, sparrow legs.
Now, don't you be cheeky.
I'm sorry, Grandad, but I wasn't really prying.
No, Pete, it does seem we jumped to a hasty convulsion.
What I'd like to know is who'd want to write to my dear little brother?
Well, I'll tell you, Susan, listen. Super Duper Toys Limited, dear Master Clitheroe, thank you for your postal order re our advert in the boys' magazine Whiz Kid. We are sending you under separate cover the item you asked for, one Peeping Tom spyglass.
What?
It has a periscope for football matches, and you can look for fingerprints with it and burn your initials on wood.
I'll burn my initials on your backside if you don't stop prying into other people's affairs. Come on, Harry. I'll put this book away safe in my room before we go out.
Right, yeah, Pete. Cheerio, mother and all, or as they say in France, reservoir.
Honestly, the stuff they advertise in some of these magazines. I'd like to meet the man who's selling Peeping Tom spy glasses.
Why do you want to buy one, Mum?
You are talking yourself into a real good hiding.
You tell him, Mother. Him and his prying. The way he carries on, I think I'll get a padlock for my bedroom door.
Get one for your mouth as well.
Don't you be rude.
And don't you be funny, or I won't tell you about the phone message I took for you.
Now, don't you be cheeky. Susan's not some little kid you can be rude to at school. She's your sister. Now say you're sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Susan, I'm sorry you're my sister. I'm sorry I was rude to you.
Right. Now, give her that phone message. Go on.
Right, ma'am. Mr. Forrester rang and said he'd pick you up at 8 o'clock tomorrow night in his car. Who's Mr. Forrester?
He's off again with his prying.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to know about your boyfriend, this fellow Mr. Tree Chopper. And I won't say a single word to Alfie, no matter how much he offers me. Ask me.
Now, you listen to me, my lad. I'm going to say this once and once only. If I catch you prying into other people's affairs again, there'll be a good spanking, no telly, no pocket money and no football for a whole month. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, get out of this room and behave yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Just going, ma'am.
And no more asking questions about Mr. Forrester.
No, ma'am. Ta-ra, ma'am.
Susan, who is this Mr. Forrester?
Oh, a friend of my boss. He's the man I babysit for on Wednesday nights so he can take his wife out.
Of course. Alfie works overtime on Wednesday nights, doesn't he?
That's right. So I go babysitting to pass the time and earn myself a bit of extra money.
And what does Alfie say about all that?
Nothing. He doesn't know about it, actually. I was going to tell him, but I forgot.
Oh.
Mind, if our Jimmy finds out, I won't need to tell anybody. It'll be on the front page of the Sunday papers.
Don't worry. I'm going to teach Master James to start minding his own business.
He was eavesdropping on me when I rang the chemist the other night.
Oh, you mean when you had that sore throat?
Yes. And Mr. Evans, the chemist, said if I went round to his house, he'd fix me up with something to gargle with.
But how did you know our Jimmy heard you?
Because he told Mrs. Higginbottom I'd been round to Mr. Evans's house to get fixed up with a girdle.
Now listen, Alfie, get this straight. Whatever I've told you tonight, I've never said a word.
Well, my foreman had a few words to say. Fancy asking me to change my tea break at 7:45. I'd only been at work 3/4 of an hour.
3/4 of an hour? Without a tea break? Does your union know?
Look, don't be funny. You said you'd drag me out of our works because it was important and it was to do with Susan. And what is it?
She's got herself another fella.
Oh, is that all? Honestly, you go to all this trouble just because she's fella? Who?
Our Susan.
What are you on about? Susan's not a fella, she's a girl.
But you don't miss a thing, do you?
No. I'm not as daft as some people. I mean him. What's his name?
His name's Mr. Forrester. He takes our Susan out in his car every Wednesday night when you're working overtime. And then he fetches her home. Eventually.
What do you mean, eventually?
Well, last week it was turned midnight when they woke me up. And the week before it was nearly 1 o'clock.
Week before? Yeah, how long has it been going on?
3 weeks. How long have you been working overtime on Wednesdays?
3 weeks? Oh, no. No, I can't believe it. I won't. Hey, Jimmy, what happens when he fetches her home? I mean, does he... Does he stand with her behind the... What do they say to each other?
They look at the garden and say, what pretty hollyhocks. How do I know what they say? It's cold this weather with me bedroom window open.
All right, you and your jokes. For all I know, this is one of them. You're always up to your tricks.
Luke, it's just on 8 o'clock. If we hide here in the street, I'll bet you 2 bob he comes for her in his car. Are you on?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not betting you no 2 bob.
Oh, of course. You want to make it 1/2 crown?
Yeah, no. Look, I'm warning you, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Shh, quick. Behind these bushes.
Eh? Come on, what's up?
Luke, a car's just pulled up outside our house.
So what? I mean, it could be anybody. Insurance man.
Luke, our Susan's come out of the house. He's got out of the car to open the door. Handsome, isn't he? She's got in. Now he's got in. And off they drive round the corner, laughing and talking to each other. Now then, if he's an insurance man, what's his policy?
Yes, Mr. Mortimer?
I am unable to use my telephone work-wise, as there is a call for you on the extension boyfriend-wise.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mortimer.
Kindly tell your friend about our rule for incoming calls, private-wise.
Yes, he knows about that. Sorry, Mr. Mortimer.
Oh, that's all right, Susan. I haven't been waiting long. I'm not Mr. Mortimer.
Oh, I know who you are. What do you want?
Well, Susan, it's very important, and that's why I'm ringing you to you. You can't wait till tonight, so I want to talk to you about it right now.
Oh, go on, then. What is it?
I was working late last night, you know.
Of course I know. What do you want?
Well, I was thinking it... Well, I mean, it's not much fun for you.
What isn't?
I don't know. You don't enjoy being stuck at home, do you?
No, and I don't enjoy receiving idiotic phone calls at work either.
Why? Who's been ringing you?
Oh, look, get to the point. What do you want to say to me?
Well, you see, if I hadn't been working last night, I'd have taken you out to somewhere special. Because you didn't go anywhere special last night, did you, Susan?
Of course I didn't. Look, I'm going to hang up.
Hang what up? No, hang up. But I want to speak to you.
Well, I don't want to speak to you. Goodbye.
Oh, well, it's like that. Goodbye.
And good riddance.
Something amiss, romance-wise?
Oh, it's my boyfriend, sir, gabbling away. Stupid-wise. I mean, he won't phone again, sir. I told him where to get off.
Yeah, that's what she said when I spoke to her. I don't want to speak to you again. Good day and good riddance.
Oh, brilliant. You've impersonated our Susan, now do a human being.
Yeah. Oh, shut up. Can't you see I'm all upset?
Yes, Jim, spare a thought for young Romeo here. Can't you see he's under a great emotional strain?
He's not the only one. I'm feeling a bit sad as well.
Ah, you mean because I won't be coming round here anymore, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'll miss you, Alfie. Your happy, smiling face, your funny little jokes, your shiny two bob pieces. I'll settle for a lump sum, £2.10.
Jim, don't be so mercantile. Look, we've got to help the lad, so if you're going to talk, say something constructional.
Oh, it's very nice of you to want to help, Mr. Whittle, but Susan said goodbye, and then she told me a lie. She said she never went out, and she did.
Oh, well, women are like that, Alfie. You can't understand them. They're what you call ungrammatical. There's only one man I ever knew who could plumb the depths of a woman's mind.
Oh, it was he?
A plumber.
Now, Jim. I was just thinking of a mate of mine on a road-building job. He had woman trouble, like young Alfie here. It was when we were away, building the M1. His beard starts carrying on with the dustman. Or as they call him nowadays, a disposed refusal officer. So, I fixed him up with a beard near our digs. Charming, refined, ladylike. She was a car body sprayer in Luton. I got one or two photos of the two of them holding hands in the local boozer. Brought them home one weekend and showed them to his intentional. Well, that did it. She wrote saying it was all over with the dustman. He proposed matrimony. She got a torso ready for the big day. They was married in Leighton Buzzard. On the first day of wedded bliss, she broke his fried egg and burnt his toast. He belted it with a frying pan. They lived happy ever after.
What a load of Liverpool rubbish.
It's true, Jim, every word of it. And what I did for me, mate, we can do for Alfie. Get another beard to make Susan jealous.
Get away. Where are we going to get a car body sprayer at this time of the night?
Hey, talk sense for once, will you? Look, Mr. Whittle, it's a good idea, but where are we going to find another girl who fancies me?
Well, surely there must be. I mean, there's bound to be some girl. Yeah, I see what you mean, Alfie.
There's only one way you'll find another girl who fancy Alfie, Mr. Whittle.
What's that, Jim?
Find a girl with glasses and keep breathing on them.
Ah, there you are, Jimmy. Is Harry Whittle still waiting for me?
Oh, yes, he's talking to Alfie. You know, they're talking private-like, you know, whacker to whacker.
Oh, well, I'll see him in a few minutes. Your mother's got an errand for you.
Yes, Jimmy, it's the women's guild business. Would you take this note round to Mrs. Cunliffe? She lives at number 15, Poplar Grove.
Poplar Grove? Where's that?
You remember. You once broke a fella's window down there and then got Alfie all mixed up with his daughter.
Of course. Cuddly Connie Cleghorn. She's just the girl.
What for?
For Alf. I'll run round there right away. Of course. Fancy me forgetting Connie Cleghorn.
Alfie didn't forget her. The way she chased after him, up and down Poplar Grove.
Yeah, she wasn't very popular, was she?
Well, not with our Susan, she wasn't. She went mad when she thought Alfie and Connie were carrying on together.
Of course, couldn't be better.
What?
I'll take me mum's letter. Ta-da. Has anybody here seen Connie? K-O-N-N-Y. That fruit and jelly was smashing, Miss Cleghorn.
Oh, call me Connie. You make me feel old. Do you want anything else to eat, Jimmy?
Well, I shouldn't really. It'll spoil me tea, but I will have a bit more.
Well, what would you like? Cream cake, biscuits, malt loaf, custard slice?
Yes, please, and another cup of tea.
I think you're going to spoil your breakfast anyway. Go on, help yourself. Muck in.
Thanks, Connie. You know, it's funny I happened to be passing your house because Alfie Hall was only talking about you today.
Don't you mention that wolf to me. The way he led me up the garden last year.
Did he? What did he take you up the garden for?
Nothing worse luck. Oh, no, well, you see, it's just a saying that, you know. I mean, look, he was going out with your Susan, but he didn't stop me sitting on his knee.
No, I remember you kept kissing him and he didn't smack your face once.
Are you being funny?
Oh, no. Anyway, it's different now. Our Susan's finished with Alfie. She's got another boyfriend.
Has she? Has Alfie got another girl?
Of course not. What girl would daft her... No.
Oh, poor Alfie. We must be lonely then, all on his own.
Yeah, it's rotten. He has nobody to take out and spend his money on. And he doesn't like going out on his own. He's taken their cat to the pictures twice.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, no, the cat enjoyed it. Yeah, Tweety Pie was on.
No, no. It's no joke, you know, Jimmy, being alone. I mean, we all want somebody to talk to hold your hand or... Oh, lovely handsome man to cuddle you.
I think Alfie'd sooner have a girl. Look, I'll tell you the truth. That's why I came to your house. To fix it for you to meet Alfie.
Oh, Jimmy. Alfie sent you round to speak for him.
He had to. I'm the only one who can understand him. Understand about you and... him, I mean, yeah.
Oh, so you're our little Cupid, are you?
Hey, watch it. yes. Oh, well, I said you were the only one who could make him happy again.
Oh, do you know I could kiss you for that?
Hey, get up. Look, can you be at his house at 7:30 tonight?
Oh, yes, yeah. Do you know, Jimmy, you deserve something for being so nice. Here's 2 shillings.
Oh, thanks, Connie. I didn't expect you to give me 2 shillings.
Well, why not? I gave you 2 shillings last time.
Oh, no, you didn't. You gave me 1/2 crown. Right, Susan. I'll tell Alfie when I take his hot milk up to him. Ta-ra!
What was that about, giving me hot milk?
Well, Susan thinks you're ill, so she'll be round here in about 5 minutes, just in time to catch you with Connie.
Aye, if Connie comes here.
Oh, don't worry, she'll be here. When I told her you wanted to see us, she looked like a cat who just found out where the cream is. It's not 7:30 yet. There you are. Your little Tiddles has arrived. Go in the lounge and make a noise like a tin of cream.
Jimmy, I don't think I want to see Connie after all.
You what? If we don't open that front door, you'll be wearing it for a collar.
But Susan might get mad at me.
That's the idea, isn't it? You want to make her jealous, that's what Mr. Whittle said.
You better talk very well, but he doesn't know Connie. I'm scared of her. Ooh, I wish Mr. Whittle was here instead.
Don't be daft. Susan won't be jealous of you and Mr. Whittle.
You. Instead of me, I mean.
It's too late to back out now. I'm opening the door. All you've got to do is to let Connie sit on your knee for a couple of minutes till Susan arrives, and then Susan will hit you with the frying pan and you'll live happy ever after.
That's just it. She'll probably kill me.
Don't worry, I'll make sure the frying pan's empty. Oh, good, it's you. Come in, Connie.
Oh, thank goodness, I thought the house was empty. You know, I thought Alfie didn't really want to see me after all.
Oh, don't be silly. He's been getting himself ready for the last 1/2 hour. Washing his hair, combing his face. He's in the lounge. Come in. Alfie, this is Connie.
Oh, yeah, hello, Connie. come in and sit on my knee for a minute. sit down, I mean, until the frying pan comes. Tell her to pull the kettle on, I mean.
Oh, Alfie, you're a fast worker. Asking me to sit on your knee before I've even got my coat on.
Oh, they don't call him Oldham's Richard Burton for nothing.
I'm sorry, Connie, I wasn't thinking. Can I take your coat or not?
No. Jimmy can take my coat. You can set the rest of me on your knee. Oh, chubby cheeks.
No, you see, I can't. Not till she's here. But he's here, I mean. I prefer... No, you can't sit on my knee. What about Jimmy?
Oh, she's too big to sit on my knee. Anyway, I'm going to the front door to get some fresh air.
Ah, well, get some for me. Yeah, I mean, I think I'll get... Yeah, let's all get some.
Don't be daft. Have you forgotten why you asked Connie to come over?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Connie. And sit down and take them off. Do you call tonight?
Oh, all right, lover boy. Come on, lean back and let's get comfy.
Don't you think it's cold? I'll go and put the kettle on for a cup of tea.
If you get any ready, you can put the kettle on your face.
Now, come on. Don't be silly, Alfiekins. Now, listen, you don't need tea to warm you when I'm here.
No, from the look of things, by the time you know who gets here, Alfiekins will have melted. Seconds out. Go into a clinch, Alfie, and get ready to come out fighting.
Oh, I do hope it isn't anybody for you, Alfie.
If it is, I'll tell him to call back when his knees are empty.
Hey, Jimmy, be careful what you say.
Hello, Sue. Come in.
Is Alfie feeling any better?
Well, I think his temperature's gone up in the last few minutes.
Oh, dear. Has he been to the doctor?
No, but he's getting the treatment. He's in the lounge here. Go in.
He should be upstairs. Alfie Hall, why aren't you in bed?
Oh, charming, I must say.
Connie, you're here.
Yeah, Susan, she just came round for a while to...
Sit on his knee.
Sit on my knee? No. Look, you see, she just happened to be passing and called in for a... A cup of tea, but we didn't have one because she warmed me up.
Look, why explain anything to her? I mean, you and Miss Clitheroe have finished.
We certainly are. I'm sorry I interrupted your little tete-a-tete. Hey, you, watch what you're saying.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Susan. I mean, there's no need to go just because Connie was on my knee.
Oh, no, she'll move up. There's room for two.
Well, don't you start with your funny remarks. You're the one who got me here with your lies.
Well, it worked. Hang on, I'll get you the frying pan to clout Alfie.
Oh, yes, Susan, if you're jealous, you can hit me. Go on, hit me.
Jealous of you? You conceited ape.
Oh, don't you call my sweetie pie or I'll slosh you on.
Oh, don't worry, I'll never mention his name again. I hope you and sweetie pie are very happy. You deserve each other.
And good riddance to bad rubbish.
Eve, don't call Susan bad rubbish.
No, for rubbish, she's not bad at all.
Well, I wouldn't have believed Alfie could do that to you, Susan.
I felt such a fool walking in on them like that.
Well, he gave Connie a bit of a shock. She nearly fell off Alfie's knee.
Oh, shut up, you. It was your lies about Alfie being ill that got me round there.
I only did what I was told.
Well, do what I tell you for once. Mind your own business.
Well, I was only trying to get Susan to go out with Alfie again.
What are you talking about? You hadn't stopped going out with Alfie, had you, Susan?
Of course she hadn't.
She'd stopped going out with him on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? Alfie's been working over every Wednesday.
Of course he has. That's why Susan's been babysitting for the Foresters.
Exactly. Alfie was working, so she was babysitting.
Yes, babysitting. Oh, why do you think Mr. Forrester's been calling for me in his car and bringing me home late every week?
Well, I thought you'd been babysitting.
What is all this?
I'll just answer the door on my way out. I've got to go and see Alfie. Ozzy, I mean.
You're not going to see Ozzy at this time of night.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Susan in. I'm going to go down on her knees and say I'll forgive her. But ask her to forgive me knees. I mean, on them.
Not now, Alfie. Come back later.
When?
About 10 years later.
Oh, get out of my way. I'm going in if she kills me.
Well, I'm going out before she kills me.
Hey, Susan. I've come round to tell you the truth.
Oh, heck. I wonder what the chances are of getting a lift to Australia.
Hello, dear. Hello there, my little whacker. I was just coming round to your Aunt Chester's home.
Mr. Whittle, let me give you some advice. Before you go in, make your will.
You what? I don't get it.
You will if you go in there. Alfie took your advice about making Susan jealous, only it didn't work. Now she's making mincemeat of Alfie, and I'm the next on the menu.
Well, what went wrong? Wasn't that Judy, Connie's? Wasn't she the right bait?
Alfie was the bait. Connie turned out to be an octopus.
Jimmy, is Alfie in your house?
Oh, heck, speak of the devil. And up pops his sister. Don't let her go in there, Mr. Whittle.
Do you know, he dashed out of their house and onto his motorbike before I could move.
What, with you still on his knee?
Oh, don't be so funny. I thought he'd come here and I was right, there's his bike.
Oh, no, that's Mr. Whittle's. This is Mr. Whittle. Mr. Whittle, this is Connie.
And don't tell lies.
Oh, no. Jimmy's not prefabricating. I am Harry Whittle, and you must be the lovely Miss Connie I've heard about.
Oh, have you? Oh, nothing too bad, I hope.
On the contrary, you've been recommended most highly.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
Ah, you're still there. Jimmy, come in here this minute.
I was just going to Ozzy's for a month. A minute.
Get in this house while you're still able to walk.
Yes, Grandad. I'm coming. Try and get rid of cuddly Connie, Mr. Whittle.
Get in there, you little scamp.
Oh, honest Grandad, I was only trying to help Alfie, my friend.
With a friend like you, he'll never need an enemy.
Oh, there you are, troublemaker.
You little liar.
Will you never learn to mind your own business?
Go on, pick on me, just because I'm only a boy. What about whacker rotten Whittle?
What's he got to do with it?
It was his idea. He was the Fagin and I was just the Oliver Twister.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Brian Truman as Harry Whittle, and Sandra Goff as Connie Cleghorn. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
To stay in one piece. Mr. Whittle saved me. He ran in the house and they all started laughing. Well, he was running away from Connie. She said she wasn't interested in a boy like Alfie when there was a big, strong man like Whittle around. He said, she doesn't know who she wants. She's nothing but a little jazzy belly. Ta-ra!
Thank you.